This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, you're listening to The Drive, everybody.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Come on, Chris. I thought you were going to sing.
Oh, I didn't know I was on.
Use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay.
I'm waiting.
Is he going to sing it again?
Fly with me.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. We'll fly away.
Oh, jeez. Back off of that mic.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, that was horrible. Oh. You are not Michael Bublé. You look like him, but...
I look better.
Well, maybe so.
Michael Bublé.
King Barsamian is here.
Yes.
With his concubines. Please, could you have them get away? They're bothering me.
Stand down, concubine.
We were talking about
this guy.
The legislation that could affect the automotive hobby. And I'm talking like this now because it's cold here. It's cool mornings at hot August nights. Also, Rick, I don't even know how to say your last name. Can you give me a talk into the mic? Tell me your last name.
It's Legrezzi.
Legrezzi. It's spelled really strangely. So I it's not. There's like Z's and L's and G's and
some H's maybe.
Who's a mechanic?
It's a good Irish name.
Do you and talk right into the mic? Right there. That's
right,
what I want.
Right.
Do you realize that our hobby of the car hobby, and you've been a mechanic for a number of years, is being threatened? Do you know that? That legislation, they're trying to pass legislation so we can't turn cars. Like if you had a hot rod or a car and wanted to make it a racer car and take it out to the track and whatever, they're not going to let you do that. Did you know that?
I wasn't aware of that.
See, so that's why it's important for us to talk about this. Because he walks by, he's a mechanic, he works with me and does stuff with us, and I thought, you know, does the general public even know about this stuff? No. They it's like Obama stuff that gets done all, what, they send $400 million in cash in an airplane to Iran, right?
They do, yeah.
And, you know, nobody really knows it. They're like, it's another Facebook joke. He didn't know. He really sent $400 million in cash to Iran. Obama did. This stuff happens all the time. I almost said the S word, but I just caught myself. That was editing in real time, by the way, because I get excited about it, right? But it's same kind of stuff. They pass these crappy laws while we're sleeping. And you snore, by the way. And so what happens is there's so many things going on, distractions in the bedroom while we're sleeping, like you snoring, that they pass these crappy laws, and then we're screwed. And then we can't do what we want to do. We can't live our lives the way that America was designed to live. Tell us, King.
What is the latest?
Thank you.
On that legislation.
So the great part of that is that the RPM Act letter of 2016 actually totally addresses this. And what it does is it's going to allow for us to define once and for all to the EPA that, you know, a street car like this fabulous Viper right over here that your studio audience is totally wanting to
right
be
behind
fired
me.
Up. They're
yeah.
just we're keeping yeah. them. We're longing.
They're all wanting me to start my car, but
it's
not.
You got to understand,
not
folks,
gonna.
Alan was completely talking about driving in, and he said that there were 17 lady mice with pink tutus and silver slippers with little tiny velvet bows tied between
their
ears.
I'm going to go start it while you continue talking. Continue.
17 lady mice with silver slippers and velvet bows tied between their ears, linked tiny furry paw and tiny furry
okay.
paw.
Describe him getting into the Viper. That's what I want right now.
He is, yes, that is, whoa. Oh my goodness, is that a shoehorn? I feel like, I don't even, wow. That is amazing.
He made it.
You see that? You hear that? That is the sound of pure performance.
Oh yeah.
That Viper is amazing.
And he's out.
Amazing.
And he made it out.
But we need to save our street cars so that they street vehicles so they can become race cars.
How did that sound?
Oh,
better than it looked.
Heaven. Did it sound? Yeah, I couldn't get in. I couldn't open the door far enough. So I was like, yeah, again, yeah. A manatee trying to get into a tin can. Good Lord, I tell you, that was not easy. All right, we got to take a break. I think here in a minute. How much time do we have, Natalie? Before I have to start playing some awesome ZZ Top. Oh, good. Okay, continue. So I want to make sure I get this timing right.
We're going to get this right, and that is that the RPM Act letter is going to once and for all put wording in there so that the EPA cannot say that we will not be able to have a street vehicle become a race vehicle. So that vehicle that you buy and that you want to put some cool race parts on and take down to the track and convert it and make it that, you'll be able to do that. And so we need this. So the EPA has kind of backed down a bit, but this letter actually completely solidifies the deal. We need to seal the deal. That's what we need to do.
So how can people help to make sure that because there's so many hobbyists that don't realize, like Rick here, that LaGracie, right? Did I get that right?
That works.
And he works for me.
Don't call him late for dinner. You see it every day. You don't know his last name.
He nails it right on the check.
That's right.
It's like Elvis introducing the band.
But it's like he is the guy that needs to know about this because he's the guy that would build that car. And then it's happening while they're living their lives. And, you know, so how do they get involved?
Just, you can look it up online. You can go to SEMA.org. And find the RPM Act letter 2016. Read all about it. You just contact your state legislators. There's an easy form you can fill out. You just put in your name, and the email does the rest for you.
I've done it.
Yes.
The King Barsamian.
Thank you. You're the best.
Thank you very much.
You're not going anywhere. I'm just hanging with us.
But I'm just thanking you.
Thank you very much.
I was raised right.
Did it sound that good? Did my
really
car sound
did.
That good?
Yeah. It really did.
That is a bitchin' car. That's all I can tell you.
It's very nice.
We'll take a little break. We're just going to talk right into the break. So it sounded that good, right?
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.